Grass basket weaving is an ancient and fine art that many Alaska Native women continue today. Variations in the types of baskets can vary with the region and the Native people engaging in the art. The woven grass sock artwork of Inupiaq and Aleut weaver June Pardue is a study in beauty, function, and recapturing a practical way of keeping your feet dry. As part of our continuing series on Native education in South Central Alaska, I went to the Alaska Heritage Museum in Midtown Anchorage to watch her weaving traditional Aleut grass socks. Pardue's interest in weaving goes back more than 40 years when she grew up in Old Harbor.
And when my mother was learning from Aleutic weavers, I was picking scraps up off the floor and trying to weave.
Her mother was Inupiaq, and she says although she doesn't remember Aleut people using grass socks, she remembers her Inupiaq aunties putting grass in her boots to keep them dry when they were out playing in the cold.
Or sometimes even helping Grandpa gather ice blocks for water. We'd get home and our aunties and my mom would take the grass inserts out of our boots to dry.
She says growing up in Old Harbor, before she herself became a weaver, she had to help the women who were already skilled at the art.
We had to go down to the lagoon to pick grass with my mom, and boy, did we hate it. Just because it was a chore.
Now she collects beach grass from Kodiak Island in July, her favorite month, to harvest it.
Brought it back up to Sutton, where I live, and while it was green, wove it into like long skirts and hung it outside so that the sun could bleach it. And if we thought it was going to be raining, we'd roll it up, take it off the wall, roll it up and bring it indoors and put it in a cool dark room. And bringing it out daily, every time the sun was shining, we'd bring it out to have it sun cured, sun bleached.
On this day, a few interested people hover intently, watching her twist, twine, and weave thin blades of beach grass into the leggings that are climbing from the soles of her tightly woven grass socks. This is a demonstration, but Pardue has for years taught weaving around the state. She lives in Sutton now, but for a time in the 80s lived in Homer and was hired to go to villages to teach the art.
While I was in Port Graham, we revived the art of Aleutic weaving down there. It had been lost. No one was weaving. So I took the women and the girls down to the beaches during the summer months, and we picked, you know, grass for their projects.
She says she's happy that they kept at it.
And now they have weavers who continue to make baskets, you know, and that is really, really what touches me inside, is knowing that people are still weaving. Are now weaving in that area, and also in Sand Point. I took a trip out to Sand Point through the artist in residency program through the Alaska State Council on the Arts, and I understand that there's a lady down there who's now weaving real fine baskets, and that's rewarding for me.
She says she's had men in classes who became great weavers and people who had never before touched a blade of grass but were able to pick it up quickly. One of her baskets sat nearby as she worked on the grass socks. The tiny, tight weave and intricate pattern would seem an impossible task for anyone with large hands. But Pardue says an elder in Old Harbor who was known for her fine work defied that idea.
You know, I get some people who comment and say, I can't weave, I've got such big hands. Well, she had football hands. Her hands were huge, but that lady could weave.
She says weaving is a good, quiet time for elders to pass on information to young people, things they need to know as they grow into adults. She says she thinks about this with her own 8 grandchildren.
4 granddaughters who need to be sitting down and weaving, mm-hmm. and the valuable time that it would create just for us to have together, you know, and maybe for me to share some intimate things in life with them. So that it doesn't sound like I'm coming across lecturing. So values can be intertwined with weaving.
June Pardue will be back at the Wells Fargo Alaska Heritage Museum on Tuesday, November 24th, continuing work on the Aleut grass socks. Pictures are at our website, aprn.org.